Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 694. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is What You Want Doesn't Exist. So, in our tagline that I start every podcast with, we mention the point is to cut through the BS and to deliver the brutal truth. Today is going to reinforce that tagline. And what I want to actually talk about is enormous amount of time, enormous amount of energy, an enormous amount of emotional and mental health is being wasted because people are looking for the wrong thing when it comes to nutrition. What you are looking for doesn't exist. And the sooner you can accept that it doesn't exist, the sooner you can move on to living a healthy, happy, best life. Now, what am I talking about when I say what you want doesn't exist? When I talk to people about nutrition, what they always say they want is something that's easy, something that's convenient, something that requires very little change and very little invested effort. People want to keep doing the same thing they're always doing. And they don't want to have to put in extra work. But somehow, they want that same work to produce different results. We know when we hear this out loud in a podcast form that this sounds stupid. I want to do the same thing, but I want to get a different outcome for it. We know that sounds stupid, doesn't follow any degree of logic, but yet everyone does that. Everyone wants to look for the easiest way to produce the most change. Now, is there actually an answer to that? Yes, there is an easier way than other ways. But there is no just easy way to produce significant change. So, the sooner we can accept that and recognize that if I do want significant change, I must put in significant different efforts, and I must also invest into learning what the best efforts are. I need to make a change, and I need to invest into my education. If I want to become better at something, if I want the results of my effort to produce a difference, I have to learn more and I have to do different. If you are currently struggling to get the results that you want from your nutrition, let's take a real look right now and say, if I've been willing to change my habits, not based on just what I want to change. So, oh yeah, I guess I'll change a little bit here. I guess I'll change a little bit there. And I'll feel strained and pained by having to change this small amount. Or, did I learn what was best and just change entirely to that? We know that that would produce the best results, to just do what is best, but we often do our version of what is best. How can I make what's best fit me? How can I change the facts to fit my fallacies? That I don't have enough time. I don't have enough resources. I have bigger priorities. Me, 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 me. Everything needs to change to me because I am special. I am the most busiest person on the planet. I have the worst body ever, and my body never responds to diets. Whatever bullshit you are telling yourself about why you're special is most likely why you're not getting the results that you want. To get results, you have to do what's right, regardless of what that requires. If you want to build muscle, you need to find a way to create a caloric surplus. This can be through eating more. It can also be through changing your training to burn less calories. So I can eat more. It doesn't mean I need to eat more volume of food. I can just eat foods that contain higher amounts of calories per volume. And I can use training styles and methods that reduce unnecessary workload. So I burn less calories in my training, but I don't sacrifice the stimulus that will produce the changes I want. So for me to create a caloric surplus, if I don't spend time in education, I won't know that there are foods that I don't have to eat more of. They just automatically contain more calories in the first place, so I can focus on those. If I don't invest into my education, I will not have learned that there are different training styles and techniques to reduce my overall caloric expenditure, which therefore allows me to create an environment of a caloric surplus, which I need to grow. I will simply think eating more is the only answer. I will struggle to eat more because I feel full at my meals. I feel that eating more just takes more time, which no one has more of. So without education, I won't know what the best options for me are. And without being willing to change my priorities of what I allocate my time to, I won't feel like there's more that I can do. I'm already doing as much as I can. Rather than realizing that what you do throughout the day might not be as high of a priority, or maybe only temporarily needs reduced in order to make room for the efforts that you want to reach the results that you want. So what we want doesn't exist. How can I do the same but get different? How can I invest no effort into learning more about proper nutrition? I just want to follow rules. I'm just not going to eat carbohydrates. Well, why? Well, I'm just only going to eat in this 4-hour, 6-hour window of the day. Why? Well, I'm going to take this shot, this chemical in my body, and then only eat 500 calories a day, which is absolutely stupid. But I'm going to do that because it's quick, it's easy, it's black and white. I don't have to learn why it works. Oh, they told me on the pamphlet. Oh, I read it on the website. I heard some bullshit tagline with either no science involved or a bunch of bullshit non-applicable science involved. I didn't take the time to cross-reference. I didn't take the time to talk to people who had good and bad experiences to see what were the pros and cons. I didn't do any research. Oh, yeah, I read their website for 5 minutes. But I didn't really research it. I didn't put in the invested effort to educate myself. I didn't want to have to change that much. So that's why I chose that. Well, I like a keto diet because all I have to do is just avoid carbs, but I can still eat bacon and butter and burgers. I can still eat all the nasty, bad foods, but somehow it'll be okay. I don't have to learn self-discipline. I don't have to change my ways. I can be the same person, just avoid carbs. Why does that not work long term? Because there's no sustained effort. It's not a long term effort. You can't avoid carbs forever. So therefore, whatever results you get from avoiding carbs will lessen when carbs come back in. No shit. That's very common sense. if I reduce the effort that produced the results will reduce. Duh. So what we need to think of here is if I continually look for easy diets, diets where I don't have to learn and I don't have to change much, just maybe one thing that I have to change. So I just, you know, just don't eat carbs. Or, just only eat in this 3 to 4 hour window of the day. If I don't have to make major changes, multi-layered changes, if I don't have to put in extra work above just, follow this black and white rule, follow that black and white rule. That's what we want. That's what we would love to be true of nutrition. I want to put in very little effort, but I want to get great results. That does not work. Your results will match your efforts. If what you do is an afterthought, a secondary effort of the day, it's something you do in the nooks and crannies of what already fills your day. You will get nooks and crannies results. Very little results. If what I do is big effort, but it's a short time frame, then I will get big initial results and I will get short-term results. They will not last long-term. If I do something for 6 months, it will not last 6 years. If I do something for 30 days, it will not last for 30 years. The results will match your efforts. If you put in little, you get little. If you put in short, you get short. Instead, what we should look for, what we should want, is to learn more about food and learn how to make small daily adjustments that I can sustain long term. As I learn more about the facts of nutrition, I can then modify them and manipulate them to my needs. And I can make my daily foods better work with my daily life. I can make my day-to-day efforts more sustainable, and thus I can progress over time. That's what we need to look for. It's not how do I get it quick, how do I get it easy. Quick and easy doesn't last. What you want doesn't exist. Quick and easy efforts that last a lifetime. That does not exist. We must take the time to educate ourselves, to learn the facts of nutrition. It is only then through learning the facts of nutrition that I can apply them to my situation and I can live a more sustainable, healthy habit lifestyle. And I can keep the results that I get for the rest of my life. Now, how do I go about educating myself? Well, you're doing it right now. You're listening to a very good podcast. Or at least I hope so. And we've done a lot of these podcasts. So we are on number 694, and pretty much one out of every four of these podcasts is based on nutrition. So that's over 150 podcasts that we've done solely about nutrition. This is a great educational resource. Number one, it's free. Number two, you can listen to it while you're doing whatever meaningless tasks you need to do throughout the day. Cooking, doing the dishes, folding laundry, cleaning the house, driving to work, driving home from work. Anything that you can do that is kind of like physical, but it's routine. You can listen to a podcast while you do that. You don't have to add time for education. Just use the time you have now more efficiently. Double up your tasks. That's what I do. That's how I find time for the podcasts and the audiobooks that I want to listen to. If I'm ever doing something physical that is not mentally maximal in terms of stimulus, I listen to a podcast. I listen to an audiobook. I have daily goals. I've talked about this before. I have 12 daily goals every day currently. And two of them are related to listening to a resource, whether it's a podcast or a book of some sort. I do that while I cook. I do that while I clean dishes. I do that while I do laundry, while I make the bed, while I take out the garbage. Any chance I have throughout the day, 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, I just click it, listen to it on my phone, and go about my business. I have earbuds, so if I don't want to kind of annoy everyone around me, I can just put my earbuds in and kind of do it quietly to myself. I even bought two sets of earbuds, so I have one with them at the gym and one of them at home. I don't mind investing $20 into an extra set of wireless earbuds that I can then better efficiently listen to podcasts every single day for the rest of my life. I am finding ways to make it work, not just finding excuses. Are you doing the same? You're doing a great job right now by listening to this podcast. Keep that up. Keep it as a routine. Listen to our nutrition podcasts. Listen to the things that are repeated over and over again about the importance of calories, the importance of balancing your macronutrients, protein to carbs to fats, the roles in which your macronutrients play, the importance of nutrition timing. Am I eating more when I move more? Am I eating less when I move less? These are the things we want to pay attention to, so our best efforts get applied to the most significant things. So that's the first thing we need to do, is educate ourselves, learn more. Then we need to work it. We need to apply it, and we need to find a way to become consistent. So how do I build consistency for myself? Is making sure I have that little check, that check sheet I do every day, those 12 things. I can look and see how well I'm doing. I have things structured through my day. So, for example, when I cook breakfast for my fiance, I also cook my own breakfast. Anytime I'm cooking supper, I cook meals for the next day as well. So I layer in my results like that, like layer in my processes. I make sure I have food around me. So at work, I have a fridge in my office. If you don't have that option, put protein bars or nuts, packages of nuts, in your pockets. People say they don't have time. I understand. I really do understand the difficulties. But at the same time, I need you to understand that if you do not find a way to make a difference in your habits, you will not create a difference in your results. I've had plenty and plenty of clients over my 18-year career, so over 2,000 clients, but I've had plenty of clients who found ways to make things work. If they worked a super busy job, they kept food in their pockets. They would excuse themselves to go to the bathroom, shove 100 or 200 calories down their face, walk right back out, and keep going back to work. They found ways to, they'd wake up in the middle of the night if they had to have an extra shake. Something that has protein in it, something that has fats, nice slow digesting energy source. Something that helps with muscle repair and muscle growth. The most successful people find ways to make things work. Even if what they're doing isn't perfect, even if it's not maximally convenient, but it's just something that they can get in and they can be relatively consistent from day to day. It might not be the best thing, but it is a thing. It is something that they are doing new to produce new. So continue your education. Continue listening to this podcast. But then apply it. Find ways throughout your day to remind yourself to eat food. Buy ready, easily available foods. Keep them nearby in your desk drawers. Keep them in your car. Keep things near you. Put reminders on your cell phone. You can change the back image of your phone to something that reminds you of what you want to achieve. Or even have it be a list of the things you're supposed to do every day. One of the icons of my home screen is a simple reminder. It's dead center in the middle of my home screen. Now, I will change it from time to time based on what I want to remind myself. But every single time throughout the day I open up my phone, I see that. And it reminds me of what's important to me. You must put in the work. Make changes to your day to allow you to put in the efforts and the changes in your efforts that'll then produce the change in results. Now, you have help if you want it. That's what we're here for. You can always email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you are serious about wanting to make a change, invest into it. I hope I don't often ask for services in return, because that's not what the point of this is. But I do want to talk about the services, because if you want help, it's available. You don't have to do it alone. We work with clients. I work with clients all the time, online clients, all across the United States and over in Europe. We'll do things, different things. A lot of my clients right now, we're using a Google Sheets document that tracks daily habits. Some of them have modified it to make it their own. Great. It's freaking fun. It's awesome. We've talked about times they should wake up, when their first meal should be, when their next meal should be, when their next meal should be, when their next meal should be, times they need to leave work, times they need to invest into a podcast, into self-educations, maybe even self-care for emotional and mental health. We add things into that document. They track how they're doing. I track and see if they're doing it. If there's repetitive mistakes, we figure out what's in the way. We find a way to address it. We work through it together. If they have questions, they email me. I email them back the answers. They're serious about making change. So they've recruited someone to help. They have daily check sheets. They have daily goals. They put in daily effort towards that change. Are you doing the same things and not really looking to educate yourself on new ways of doing things? If you're doing the same and expecting things to be different, that doesn't exist. If you're doing the same, but you're not willing to invest into education on learning what you should be doing different and why it works, that won't reproduce any results. You must educate yourself, and you must work what you learn into your lifestyle. Easy and convenient does not work long term. Stop looking for what doesn't exist and start actually working towards the life you want. Email us if you want support. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. The website is www.brutalirongym.com. We are here to help if you would like the help. If you're ready to receive and use the help. So, best thing I can leave you with today is your results will match your efforts. If what you do is short term, your results will be short term. If what you do is an afterthought and little efforts placed into the cracks of what your current normal habits are, you won't get much in return. Invest into your knowledge like you're doing right now by listening to the podcast. Thank you for that. And then use that knowledge. Put it to work. Cool. I wish you the best of luck. I really do. I know sometimes these topics might seem repetitive, But I talk to so many people all the time that just have very unrealistic expectations on nutrition. They feel like their small efforts are big ones, and they're surprised when it doesn't lead to big results. I want the listeners of this podcast to be more aware of what the truth is, what it really takes to make a difference, so that way your efforts can match your expectations and you can have that healthy, happy life that you wanted. You can have mental health, emotional health. You can look in the mirror and like what you see. You can look in the mirror and like who you see. I want that so badly for you. I want you to achieve every freaking dream and goal that you've ever had. But it won't happen unless we know exactly what's happening to us and what we're getting for our results. We must know the truth so we can then live out and apply the truth. And I hope you're finding that truth in these podcasts. Thank you for listening. Now, if you think the podcast is helpful, if you have anybody in your life that you love that you don't know, if they don't know about the podcast yet, please share it with them. You can share it social media, email, text message, conversation. But the more people we share this podcast with, the more people we can help towards living their healthiest and happiest lives. Also, if you do like this information, we do have more information every single day on our social media channels, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we promote this all the time, but it's true every time. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.